我们看箴言29:18第一句。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18.
箴言29:18头一句。
Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18, the first phrase, first part.
没有异象，民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained.
如果没有异象的话，
if there is no vision,
不信就分散，
people became scattered.
不信就灭亡了，
people are ruined.
出埃及记，
a book of Exodus.
第三章
Chapter 3,
我们从第一节念起，念到第五节。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 5.
出埃及记第三章第一节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 1.
摩西摩样他有父弥甸祭司耶德禄的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了审的山，就是
Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the waste, side of the wilderness, and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
耶和华的使者从境界里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看不了，境界被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire.From the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed.
摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这境界为何没有烧坏呢？
So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight. Why the bush is not burned up?
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从境界里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。
When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, he said, here I am.
神说不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Then he said, do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
我们再看《使徒行传》
，and we'll turn to the book of Acts.
26:19
Chapter 26, verse 9.
十九节。
19, verse 19.
使徒行传26:19
Acts chapter 26, verse 19.
亚基伯王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上。
Consequently, King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们就是念这么多。
We will just read this portion of scripture.
因着神的恩典，
because of God's grace,
我们在过去两次的中间，
during these past two sessions,
我们稍微看一点。神对于属灵领袖的看法。
We come to have a look of what God wants of this spiritual leadership.
我们知道在神的工作上面，领袖的人物是非常的重要。
We realize that in God's work, this matter of leadership is vital to God's interest.
如果有那个正当的领袖，德性就在神的面前蒙福。
If there are the suitable or suitable vessels, instrument in God's hand, then God's people will be blessed.
如果领袖在神的面前有问题，我们看见百姓就受害。
If leaders are in question, and then the people will suffer much.
在属灵领袖这件事情上，
in this matter of spiritual leadership,
并不是高高在上在那里发号施令。
It is not you are sitting up in a high position and giving commands.
乃是做众人的仆人。
But you become a servant to all.
乃是做众人的奴隶。
You became a slave to all.
神今天在地上还是在那里寻找这样的人。
And God is today still looking for such vessels.
如果他能找到这样的人，能夺住破口的话。
If he can find such vessels that are willing to humble themselves.
可以夺住那个破口。
If they can
stop the breach.
Oh, stop
the breach.
Breach the gap.
这样神就能赦免他自己的百姓。
And then God can establish his people.
并且能做他的工作。
And then he began to do his work.
所以我们知道属灵的领袖在神的工作上是何等的重要。
And so we can see that spiritual leadership is very vital to God's heart.
我们昨天早晨也看了一点领袖是怎样产生的。
Yesterday we looked into this matter of the making of God's making of a leadership.
我们知道说这件事完全在乎神的拣选。
We saw that this matter is all dependent upon God Himself.
主耶稣说，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你。
The Lord said, "It's not that I have chosen, you have chosen me, but I have chosen you."
有一件很稀奇的事。
There's one marvelous thing.
就是神在那里并不拣选那些自以为有智慧的人。
God is not there to choose those who think of themselves as wise.
他并不拣选那些自以为有能力的人。
He's not interested in choosing those who think themselves they are mighty.
他也并不拣选那些自以为有的人。
He's not there to choose those who think themselves they are noble.
反而我们看见神常常是拣选那些愚拙的人。
Oftentimes we find God is looking for those that are foolish.
神在那里拣选那些软弱的人。
And he's looking for those who are weak.
神在那里拣选那些无有的人。
And he is looking for those who are not.
因为那些自以为有智慧、有能力、所有的人。
And those who think themselves they are wise and they are mighty, they are noble.
他们不肯把自己放在主的手里面。
Because they're not willing to give themselves up.To the Lord.
他们要照着他们自己的意思去做。
They want to rely on their own natural resource to do things.
因此，我们的主就不能使用他们。
Therefore, our God cannot use them.
但是那些愚拙的、软弱的、无有的。
But those who are foolish, those who are weak, those who are base.
如果他们有一颗心向着我们的主。
If they do have a heart toward the Lord.
他们愿意接受从主那里来的对付。
If they are willing to accept the dealings of the Lord,
我们就看见说主能拣选这一般的人并且使用他。
And we can see God wants to choose this kind of people and use them.
所以我们说神所拣选的人是不能的人。
So we say God is looking for those people that cannot
keep man. 他受主的对付。
They dealt by the Lord.
知道自己什么都不能。
They realize there's nothing in themselves.
但是神拣选他们。
But God chose them.
他们也不能躲起来来侍奉神。
And when God chose them, they cannot but serve him.
这样的人乃是神所能使用的人。
This is the kind of people God can use.
我们今天早晨愿意在这里再往前进一步。
And this morning we would like to go a step further.
我们要一同在主面前来看。
We want to look together before the Lord.
虽然神拣选是凭着他的主权，
even God chose according to his sovereignty,
并不根据我们天然有什么。
That's not dependent on what we have or what we possess naturally.
但是当神拣选人的时候，
when God chose a person,
他的的确确在他拣选人的身上有所要求。
He does have demands upon this.Person that he chose.
他有他自己的标准。
He has his standard.
如果够不上他标准的人，
If you do not meet up to his standard,
可以蒙召，但是还是不能选上。
You are called, but you are not chosen.
他有他自己所的要求。
He has his demands.
如果这些的要求不能答应的话，
If these demands are not met,
神还是没有办法来使用。
God still cannot use you.
当然这些的要求乃是因着人在神的面前。
Of course, this matter of demand is depending on our condition before the Lord.
因为人在神面前肯把自己放在主的手里头。
If we are willing to place ourselves in the Lord's hand,
愿意接受神的对付。
Willing to receive His dealing.
愿意接受十字架的工作。
Willing to receive the work of the cross.
因此神在他们里面能创造一种的光景。
Therefore, the Lord can create in them a condition.
这种的光景叫他们能被神使用。
This very condition allows him to be used by God.
我们知道做领袖的人。
We know those who are in the place of leadership.
乃是那些能影响人的人。
They are those who can influence other people.
如果要影响人的话。
If you want to influence other people.
你自己必须有所看见。
You have to see something yourself.
你自己必须行走在人的面前。
You have to be able to walk before people.
这样才能鼓励人来跟着你往前去。
And therefore you can encourage others to follow you.
如果你自己没有看见。
But if you do not see yourself.
如果你自己也不知道前面的路在哪里。
If you do not know where you're going.
那你怎么能带领弟兄姊妹往前面去呢？
How can you lead others to go on?
所以一个做领袖的人
So the one who is in a place of leadership
乃是一个有先见的人
Is the one who has foresight
他一定有所看见
He sees something
因为他有所看见
Because he has seen something
他能把我看见的分给其他弟兄姊妹
Therefore he can share with the others what he has received
能鼓励弟兄姊妹一直往目标去
And encourage others to go on together with him
所以在神所要求的条件的里面
So in God's requirement
他第一个条件就是我们需要有意向
The first requirement is that we must have vision
人如果没有意向的话
If we have no vision
圣经告诉我们说没有意向民就放肆
The scripture says when there's no vision people will understand
如果没有意向的话
Because if there's no vision,
人就分化了。
They are all scattered.
人就瓦解了。
They are scattered.
如果没有意向的话
If there's no vision,
没有办法往前面走。
They cannot go any further.
那么有意向的人
If there is vision,
他们可以把神给他们的意向分给那些没有的人
He can share his vision with those who do not have the vision
也带领他们一直往目标去
and bring them forward toward the goal
什么叫做意向呢
What is vision?
意向并不是指着我们肉体的眼睛所看见
Vision does not mean that we see something with our natural eye
不错神有的时候顾念我们的软弱
Sometimes God because of his mercy
他甚至也给我们用在肉眼上能看见一些东西
He sometimes allow us to see something with our physical eye
但是我们知道真正的说来
But strictly speaking
意向并不是指着我们在肉体的眼睛看见了什么
Vision is not something which we can see with our natural eye
意向乃是在我们灵的深处有所看见
Vision is something we see itFrom the depth of our spirit.
我们灵力的深处被开启。
The depth of our spirit is opened up.
神就把他自己的心意启示在我们的灵里面。
God reveals what in his heart in the depth of our spirit.
就说神来说乃是启示。
From God's point of view, it is revelation.
就说我们来说乃是意象。
And from our point of view, it's vision.
我们的神本来是一个极大的奥秘。
Our God is a great mystery.
没有人知道谁。
Nobody knows God.
没有人知道神的心意是什么。
Nobody knows what is in God's heart.
没有人知道神的旨意是什么。
Nobody knows what is God's will.
没有人知道神所要的是什么。
Nobody knows what God wants.
没有人知道神在那里做的是什么。
Nobody knows what he's doing.
神是一个极大的奥秘。
He is a great mystery.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank God and praise God.
有一天他愿意把他自己开启出来。
One day he wants to reveal himself to us.
好像一个门子把它掀开一样。
Like a curtain, it opens up.
当他自己向我们启示的时候。
When he reveals himself to us.
在我们灵的深处，我们就看见了他。
In the depth of spirit, we see him.
我们就看见了他的心意。
We see his what's in his heart.
我们就明白了他的旨意。
We understand his will.
我们就开始领会他在地上所做的究竟是做什么。
And we begin to comprehend what he wants to do.On this earth.
这一个就是我们在这里所说的意象。
This is what we mean by revelation.
意象一面是对于属灵的事情有透视 insight.
Vision is something that gives a spiritual person an insight.
另外一面对于将来的事情我们有先见。
Another one, regarding things of the future, we have a foresight.
工作如果没有意向的话
If there's no vision in the work
Work
without vision
工作没有意向乃是劳碌
Work without vision is just work
Toiling,
laboring、yeah.
意向没有工作是梦想
Work without
vision without workis dreaming.
Yeah.
有意向又有工作乃是属灵的事分
Vision and work is spiritual service.
我再把它重复一遍。
Brother, would like to repeat one more time.
工作没有意向是劳碌。
Work without vision is toiling or laboring.
我们看见有许多人在那里劳劳碌碌
we see many people they are working very hard
好像非常的辛苦
as though they were very work to the point exhausting
因为一切的事都在他的肩膀上
because everything is upon their shoulder
他又要想出办法来
they have to think of a way
他要用他自己力量去完成他所想出的办法
and he wants to use your natural energy to fulfill his work
非常的劳苦
it's hard work
因为没有意向
because there's no vision
他不知道在那里做的是什么
because he doesn't know what he's doing
但是反过来说
but on the other hand
有的人好像有所看见
some people do see something
有了意向
they do have vision
但是他不做工
but they do not have a work
没有一点点工作在那里
no work at all
这样就变成在那里做梦了
so these are the people like they are dreaming
毫无所成
nothing accomplished
所以我们看见说
so we see here
意向加上工作
vision plus work
这样才是属灵
This is spiritual service.
我们真正要来侍奉我们的主。
If we are ready to serve the Lord,
我们必须要有意向。
We need vision.
然后加上我们的工作。
And then we add work to it.
这样神就能得着我们的侍奉。
And then we are able to serve the Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们非常需要意向。
We need vision.
什么是意向呢
？What is vision?
意向给我们方针。方向
Vision give us direction.
意向叫我们能分辨
Vision give us discernment.
意向给我们目标
Vision give us the goal.
当我们往前走的时候
When we move forward,
我们要碰到许许多多的艰难和问题
We meet many obstacles and problems.
如果没有意向的话我们里面就没有冲击的能力
If we have no vision, there's no strength to go on.
我们很容易灰心很容易上当
We get discouraged very easily.
如果我们里面真是有意向的话
If we really have vision,
我们无论碰到怎样的艰难
No matter what difficulty we encounter,
我们没有办法放手
we cannot let go
因为我们没有第二条路可以走
because we have no other choice
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
意向在神的工作上占极重要的地位
vision and the work of God stands in a very important place
很可惜今天有许多的人在那里工作
it's sad to say that there are many people who are doing the work
许多人好像都在那里为神做工。
Like many of them seems to be doing God's work.
也有许许多多的活动在这个地上。
There are all kinds of activities on this earth.
都算是奉着主的名在那里做的。
And they all do it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
也好像都是为着主来做的。
As though they are all doing it unto the Lord.
但是没有意向。
But there is lack of vision.
不过是照着人自己所想象的来做。
And they do it according to your own thinking.
也是用自己天然的能力来做。
And do it according to their natural energy.
好像是非常的热闹。
As though it's very, very, exciting.
也许在人的面前好像也有所成就。
As in before men, as though there's much accomplishment.
但是弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
有一天当我们站在基督的台前的时候。
One day when we stand before the throne of Jesus.
在基督台前的光中。
Before his judgment seat.
这些都是草木活结的工作。
All these things are hay, stubble, and of no value.
不能存留到永世的里面。
They have no eternal value.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因为这个缘故。
Because of this.
我们里面深深的感觉。
We have a deep, deep feeling with ourselves.
我们需要意象。
We need vision.
我们需要在神的面前有所看见。
We need to see something before the Lord.
我们需要看见那人所不能看见。
We have to see what man cannot see.
摩西看见了那不能看见的主。
Moses saw what man cannot saw.
因此我们看见他里面有力量。
So we see that in him there is power.
虽然他带领以色列的百姓有多么的艰难。
Even though when he brought Israel out of Egypt encountered many problems.
但是因着他看见那不能看见。
Because he saw the God who cannot be seen.
他能忍耐一直到底。
He can endure to the end.
如果没有意象的话。
If there's no vision.
弟兄姊妹在神的工作的上面。
In the work of God.
我们很容易灰心丧胆。
We are so easy to be discouraged.
我们很容易消极。
We are all very easy to be negative.
但是如果我们有意向的话。
But if we have vision.
我们不能消极。
We cannot be negative.
我们必须积极。
We have to be positive.
我们不能失望。
We cannot be discouraged.
因为我们里面是满有盼望。
Because inside we have full of hope.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们第一在神面前需要的。
The first thing we need before the Lord.
那是需要意象。
We need to see a vision.
尤其做领袖的人物。
Especially those who are in a place of leadership.
我们要领导弟兄姊妹。
If you are to lead others.
要帮助弟兄姊妹。
If you are to help others.
如果我们自己没有意象。
If we ourselves do not have vision.
我们怎么把这个意象来分给我们弟兄姊妹。
How can we share this vision with our brothers and sisters?
这样不是瞎眼的领瞎眼吗？
Is this not blind leading the blind?
这样我们不是在旷野里绕圈。
Is this not we are circling around the wilderness?
结果都要倒闭在旷野的里面。
And then we'll all die in the wilderness.
我们不能进到神那美好的迦南地。
We cannot enter into God's promised land, Canaan.
所以这一个是今天一个最大的问题。
This is one of the biggest problems we face today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在世界各处的地方。
In many places around the world.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank God.
爱主的人有。
There are many love the Lord.
虽然不多。
Not many.
但是还是有爱主的人。
There are those who do love the Lord.
今天在世界各处的地方。
In this throughout the world, in many places.
热心的人也有。
Those who are on fire for the Lord, we have many.
很多热心为主的人。
There are many who are on fire for the Lord.
很多为主肯牺牲的人也有。
There are those who are willing to sacrifice for the Lord.
但是今天在世界上最高的一件事。
But one thing that's lacking among God's people.
在神的儿女中间缺少意向。
Among God's people, there is a lack.
尤其在所谓领袖的人物中间
particularly those who are in the place of leadership
他们缺少意向
they lack vision
因着这个缘故
because of this
我们看见神的儿女都失散了
because we see God's people scattering
我们看见神的儿女都瓦解了
we see God's people broken up
我们看见神的儿女灭亡了。
We see God's people in ruin.
所以我们需要在神的面前。
So we need to be before the Lord.
求神给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Ask God to give us a spirit of revelation.
叫我们真正能认识神。
That we may really know Him.
叫我们灵里面有所看见。
In our spirit we see something.
叫我们能把我们所看见的来带领我们的弟兄姊妹。
And we can use what we've seen from the Lord, share with the others.
我愿意从圣经的里面。
I'd like to use the scripture.
举两个例子。
Use two examples.
一个是在旧约的里面。
One in the Old Testament.
一个是在新约的里面。
One in the New Testament.
给我们看见异象的重要。
To see the importance.Of vision.
我们知道在旧约的里面
In the Old Testament
摩西是称为神的仆人
Moses is the servant of God
他也是神所兴起的那个领袖
And he was the one who raised by God to be a leader
我们在他的身上可以学习许多的功课
On this particular person Moses we can learn many many lessons
比方说
For example
我们知道摩西他起来做领袖不是他自己拣选的
We know that Moses became a leader not because his own choosing
乃是因为神拣选了他
It was because God chose him
因为当摩西生下来的时候
When Moses was born
实在他是不能活的
In a way he cannot live
因为法老有命令
Because Pharaoh had a decree
所有希伯来人生的男孩子
All the male child of the Hebrews
都要丢在尼勒河里面
Are to be thrown into the Nile River
因为法老王要灭这个种族
Because Pharaoh wants to destroy this race
所以按照人来说
So according to man
摩西他生下来就应当死的
When Moses, the moment he was born, he ought to die
摩西他没有机会拣选来做领袖
Moses has no choice to become a leader
是神拣选他
It was God who chose him
虽然他生在这样的环境里面
Even though he was born in such a condition
可以说有死的判决在他的头上
You can see that the death sentence was pronounced upon him
但是因着神奇妙的怜悯
But because God's mercy
我们看见他的生命得以保存
We can see that his life was preserved
不但生命得以保存
Not only his life was preserved
并且他四十年之久在埃及的皇宫里面
And he was 40 years in the palace of the king of Pharaoh
他学了埃及所有一切的学问
He learned all the wisdom of Egypt
他大有才能大有口才
He was mighty in speech
可以说这个人是在神主宰的在那里保守他
So you can see that this is God's sovereignty preserving him
所以我们可以说摩西他并没有拣选神
So you can see it's not that Moses chose God
实在是神拣选了这个人
It was God who has chosen him
当他40岁的时候
At the age of 40
他有意要去看望他的弟兄们
He desired to visit his brethren
我们不知道这种的意念从哪里来的
We did not know where thatmotivation came from
照我们所能想象的
according to our thinking
因为法老的女儿把摩西从水里救出来之后
The daughter of Pharaoh rescued Moses from the Nile River
我们就看见摩西他生生的母亲啊就做摩西的保姆了
And we see that the Moses mother became his nursemaid
所以很可能当他的母亲在那里喂奶给他的时候
It's possible that when she was nursing him
他就把神灌输到摩西的里面去
And she shared the things of God with Moses
在摩西还没有断奶的时候
Before Moses was weaned
当初的时候断奶不像我们今天
In those days it's different from our days
你如果读圣经的话你要看见说好像断了奶就可以送到圣殿里头去了
You see in the scripture after weaning and then the child can be brought into the temple
撒母耳断了奶就送到圣殿里去侍奉神了
So after Samuel was weaned he was brought into the temple
那么今天你断奶了你就没有办法去侍奉了
But today we cannot do that
所以古时的时候断奶就比较晚一点
because in those days you wean a baby at much at a later age
所以摩西还没有断奶被送到法老女儿那里去的时候
so before Moses weaned before he was brought into the palace
很可能他的母亲就在那里不但把神告诉摩西
his mother shared Moses about the God of Israel
并且对摩西说神这样的看看顾你，一定神在你身上有所旨意。
Yes, and she will say that the way how God preserved your life, God must have a purpose for you.
或者神要用你来拯救我们这一般受压迫的民族。
It's possible that God will use you to deliver His people.
所以很小的时候，摩西里面就有这样一个种子种在那里。
So when Moses was very small, this seed was planted in his heart.
虽然40年受了埃及各种的学问
，Even after 40 years, he was influenced by the Egyptian culture.
但是那些世界上各种的学问不能。除去在里面那个种子
The influence and education in Egypt cannot remove that thing that's in his heart.
我身边要对做父母的弟兄姊妹说话
So I want to speak a word with the mothers and fathers.
请把一个小孩子放在你的手里头
God place a child in your hand.
这是你一个很大的责任
This is your great responsibility.
你应当在喂奶的时候就要把神灌输到他的心里去。
When you are nursing that child, you must bring the Lord to that child.
因如果你从小的时候就用主的道在那里培养他。
If you instruct him in the ways of the Lord when he was young,
他到了老也不会离开主的道路。
And when he grows old, he will not depart from the way of the Lord.
就是埃及所有的学问也不能把他里面的种子除去。
And so all the wisdom of Egypt cannot remove that seed. In Moses' heart.
所以到他40岁的时候
，So at the age of 40,
他就有意思要出去看望他的弟兄们。
So he had a desire to visit his brethren.
我们在这里看见说他出去。
And we see that he went out.
他想去拯救他的弟兄们。
He went out to deliver his brethren.
他以为他的弟兄们总知道神是兴他起来做领袖的人。
He assumed that his brethren ought to know that he was their leader.
但是我们看见在这一个时候
，But we see in this situation.
他的一生不过是二手的那一个认识。
Yes, Moses' knowledge of God was only a second-hand knowledge.
他这一生还没有自己的认识。
He had no intimate first-hand knowledge of God.
不过从他母亲那里传下来的一点的知识。
All that he had he received through his mother.
他根据这一些传下来的知识。
And he relied on this second-hand information.
就用他自己天然的才能
and use his natural energy.
要想来做领袖
want to be a leader.
要想来做拯救的工作
want to be a deliverer.
结果我们看见，不但给他自己的同胞弃绝
not only rejected by his own brethren,
也是被神所弃绝
and he was also rejected by God.
所以我们看见说，今天神拣选属灵的领袖
and so we see when God chose a spiritual leader.
不但是他主宰的权柄
is not sovereignty.
并且我们看见他并不是因着你有任何的才能，所以他拣选你。
It's not because you have something yourself that he chose you.
摩西逃到旷野的里面
So Moses ran away to the wilderness.
他40年之久
for 40 years.
他在神的面前有新的学习。
And he learned lessons before God.
一面神给他看见说
on one side, God allowed him to see.
他过去40年所学习的
all those that he learned 40 years ago.
一切天赋的才能
all the natural resources, all natural ability.
一切他从世界所学来的
all that he had learned from the world.
这些东西在神的工作上毫无用处。
All this, as far as God's word is concerned, they are useless.
他必须让这些的东西经过死亡。
He must allow these things to go through death.
他绝不能依靠这些来做领袖的工作。
He cannot rely on this, to help him in this matter of leadership.
40年之久，他把他过去40年所学的完全把它学掉。
So for 40 years, he undo all those things he had learned before.
另外一方面,
On the other hand,
他在神的学校里面,
he, in the school of God,
因为在那个时候他在旷野看羊,
because in that time he was shepherding in the wilderness.
可以说他与大自然接触,
he was in touch with the great nature.
他在那里与神自己在那里有接触,
and there he communed with God.
他从神那里有新的学习,
and there he received new things from God.
因着他经过的失败
because of his past failure
他学习认识他的自己
he he realized himself.
因着他在旷野里面的孤单。
So because of his loneliness in the wilderness,
叫他有机会从神那里有所学习。
Allow him to learn from the Lord.
所以当他八十岁的时候。
So at the age of 80,
圣经告诉我们说。
The scripture tells us.
有一天他在看羊的时候。
One day he was keeping the sheep.
他看见在那里有荆棘、肺和烧灼。
He saw there was a bush burning.
我们知道在旷野的里面满了荆棘
so we know that in the wilderness they are full of bushes
许多的树都不能长
because there's nothing can grow
所以只有荆棘长在那里
so the only bushes growing in the wilderness
这些的荆棘因为太干的缘故
and all these bushes because they are all very dry
你用不着点火它自己会做起来
you do not need to match a fire to light the fire sometimes they burn by themselves
它自己做起来一烧就烧毁了。
So once they burn, immediately it's consumed.
这个摩西在四十年中间不知道看见了多少的荆棘被烧毁。
So for 40 years, Moses saw countless of such events.
这个实在是一个很平常的事情。
It's a very common thing in the wilderness.
但是在那一天他看见在平常的里面有非常。
But this time he saw something that's common, but there's something unusual, uncommon in the, in the common.
他看见说这个荆棘被火烧
He saw that this bush was burning
这个是很平常的事
It's a very ordinary thing
但是稀奇这个荆棘没有毁掉
But strange enough the bush was not consumed
反而在那里发光
And even there it is a flame
这是一个意象
This is a vision
所以他就跑过去要看为什么这样呢
So he turned around to see what's happening
当他过去的时候
And when he turned around,
神在荆棘的火里面就说话。
And God in the bush, burning bush spoke to him.
神说摩西，摩西。
God called Moses, Moses.
你不要进前来。
Do not come further.
因为这是圣地。
Because you are standing
on holy ground. 你要脱去你的鞋。
You must take off your sandals.
我们知道脱鞋的意思。
By taking off your sandals.
在古时的时候。
In the olden days.
所有的奴仆都是赤脚的。
All the slaves are without shoes.
儿子就穿鞋子的。
They only wear sandals.
凡是奴仆都没有鞋子穿的。
All slaves they have no shoes to wear.
所以主在那里好像对他说。
So I think the Lord is saying to Moses.
这是圣地。
This is holy ground.
我在这里。
I'm here.
你要脱去你的鞋。
You have to take off your shoes.
因为你在我面前像一个奴仆一样。
You in front of me, you are like a servant to me.
摩西扑倒在地上。
Moses fell flat on the ground.
心里满了惧怕。
He was fearful.
他看见了一个大的异象。
Because he saw a vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个异象是什么呢
？What is this vision?
我们知道在过去的时候。
We know in the past.
摩西在四十年之前。
40 years before,
他在那里想拯救以色列的百姓。
He was thinking of delivering God's people.
虽然他这个心愿是好的
even though his heart was right,
但是他没有意向。
But he had no vision.
他在那里工作
He worked,
完全是凭着他母亲所传下来的那一点的意念。
His work depending upon what he received from his own mother.
他没有意向。
He had no vision.
结果这个工作完全失败。
And because that his work was failed.
现在神就开始给他看见一个大的意象。
And now God gave him a vision.
因着看见了这个意象。
Because of this vision.
我们看见他的工作就开始了。
We see that it's beginning of his work.
荆棘被火烧
Bush burning
这个意象究竟给我们看见什么呢
What can we learn from this vision
这个意象最少给我们看见三方面
This vision at least allow us to see three things
接着这个作火的荆棘
The burning bush
神就给摩西看见神的奥秘
God allowed Moses to see God's mystery
也给摩西看见以色列的奥秘
He allowed Moses to see the mystery of Israel
也给摩西看见摩西自己的奥秘
And he allowed Moses to see his own mystery
换一句话说
Another word
借着这个作火的荆棘
Using the burning bush,
神就把他自己的奥秘向摩西打开了。
God revealed his heart or his mystery to Moses.
这个境界
This bush
在神的奥秘的里面
In God's mystery
就是代表神的儿子我们的主耶稣
represents God's Son, the Lord Jesus.
虽然我们的主耶稣与神同等，并不是强多的。
Even our Lord Jesus, he was equal with God, so not something to be grasped of.
但是我们的主，他甘心地把自己倾倒。
But our Lord willingly emptied himself.
他就穿上了一个奴仆的样式。
He took up the form of a slave.
他穿上了一个人的样子。
He put on humanity.
所以这个境界就是代表道成肉身的耶稣。
So this bush represents the incarnation, the Lord Jesus.
本来他是至高至尊贵的。
Before he is in glory and majesty.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he is the Son of God.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
他是住在荣耀里面。
He dwells in glory.
受众天使的敬拜。
And he's being worshipped by the angels.
但是他把这一切的荣耀都倾倒了。
He emptied of all his glory.
他来到这个世界。
He came to this world.
他穿上了一个人的身体。
And he put on humanity.
圣经告诉我们说。
The scripture tells us.
他取了一个最深的形状。
He put on a very
The likeness of simple flesh.
He took on the likeness of simple flesh.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些人都是有罪的。
Brothers and sisters, we all have sinned.
我们这些这个人呢，都是罪身呐。
We this body of sin.
但是我们的主耶稣，他穿上了一个罪身的形状。
But our Lord just took on the likeness of flesh.
好像他穿上了一个人的身体。
As though he put on humanity.
但是他没有罪。
But he had no sin.
这是罪身的形状。
The likeness of sin.
并不是罪身。
But there's no sin.
我们的主他是没有罪。
Our Lord has no sin.
但是从人的眼光看来。
But、from human point of view.
好像他是一个境界一样。
As though he put on the form of flesh. He has flesh.
因为境界乃是咒诅的意思。
Oh, bush is the curse.
在创世纪里面。
In the book of Genesis.
人一犯罪了之后。
When man sinned.
我们看见地上就长出荆棘和蒺藜了。
And we can see that the earth grew with thorns and thistles.
所以荆棘乃是咒诅的意思。
So thorn and thistle is cursed.
我们的主耶稣他是无罪是圣洁。
Our Lord Jesus is holy and not sinless.
当他生下来的时候天使说所生的乃是那一个圣者。
And so when he was born, the angel said he's a holy child.
但是从人方面来看他。
But from human point of view,
他好像是一棵荆棘一样。
As though he is a thorn bush.
好像他也是被咒诅的。
As though he is under curse.
因为他取了罪身的形状。
Because he came in the likeness of man.
但是他却没有罪。
But he had no sin.
这是我们的主耶稣。
That is the Lord Jesus.
他怎样谦卑。他自己
and how he humbled himself
来做一个人
become a man
来与我们联合起来
like to join with us
像一个荆棘一样
as though like a thorn bush
因为我们都是荆棘
and we are all thorn bushes
他也来像一个荆棘一样
and he like to become one of us
但是感谢赞美神
but thank God
虽然他取了罪身的形状
even though he had a form of sinful flesh
但是神却在他的里面
but God dwells within him
好像神住在荆棘的里面
as though God dwells in a bush
神住在他的里面
God dwells in him
他外面是人
while outside he is man
他里面是神
but inside he is God
神与他同在
God was with him
神住在他的里面
God dwells within him
神说这是我的爱子
God said this is my beloved son
是我所喜悦的
with whom I'm pleased
我们知道神不但是住在他的
Not only God dwells within him,
并且神在他里面说话
and God speaks through him.
神怎样在荆棘里面说话
How does God speak through a bush? A thorn bush.
神今天在基督耶稣里说话
God speaks through the Lord Jesus.
我们知道希伯来书第一章告诉我们说
We know that in Hebrew chapter 1,
神在古世的时候
in the past
借着众先知
God through the prophets
对我们的父老
and through the
to our fathers
to our fathers
多次多方的说话
and they have they spoke in many ways
但是在这幕后的日子
but in the last day
神在他的儿子里面说话
God speak in his son
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
神今天在主耶稣里面说话
God speaks today through the Lord Jesus
因为主耶稣就是神的话
because God, the Lord Jesus is God's word
神在主耶稣里面所说的话
God, all the words God says through the Lord Jesus, they are the most important words.
那是最后的话语。
They are the most,
the final word. 在主耶稣里面说的话，人就不应当再说话。
When the Lord Jesus has spoken, we should not say any further.
因为神要说的话都已经说完了。
All that God wants to say, he had already said.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God.
他在地上的时候
When he was on earth,
他就是把神向我们说明了
He manifest God to us
那么火在那里烧
Fire was burning there
这个火就是代表圣灵
The fire represents the Holy Spirit
我们记得我们的主耶稣不但是从圣灵而生的
The Lord Jesus was not born of the Spirit
并且他受洗了之后圣灵像鸽子一样就降住在他的身上
When he was baptized the Holy Spirit came down and dwelt in him
当他出来传道的时候他满有圣灵的能力
And when he came to preach the gospel he was full of power
他借着圣灵的能力来完成神差遣他来做的工作
And because the, through the power of the Holy Spirit he accomplished God's work
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
这一个就是神的奥秘
This is the mystery of God
神的奥秘就在这个火烧的境界里面向摩西打开了
God's mystery through this burning bush unveiled to Moses.
我们今天如果要侍奉神的话
If we are to serve the Lord today,
我们必须要认识神的奥秘
We need to understand God's mystery.
我们需要看见这个火烧的境界
We have to see the meaning of this burning bush.
我们需要认识那道成肉身的耶稣
We must know the incarnate Lord Jesus.
我们需要听见神在他儿子里面说话
We have to hear God is speaking through the Lord Jesus.
我们记得在登山变化的上面
We remember on the Mount of Transfiguration.
神在天上说话说这是我的爱子是我所喜悦的。
And the Lord said, this is my beloved son to whom I'm well pleased.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
我们要听见他的声音。
We must hear his voice.
我们也要看见。
We also have to see.
我们的主在地上所做的工作都是借着圣灵的能力。
All the works of the Lord Jesus on this earth is all worked through the Holy Spirit.
他借着那个永远的灵把自己无瑕无疵的献给神。
Through the eternal spirit, he offered himself up as an offering.
一次就成就了救赎的工作。
And once he finished the work of redemption.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's mystery.
这是我们需要看见。
This is what we have to see.
否则的话，我们没有办法做领袖
Otherwise, we cannot be in the place of leadership.
我们没有办法侍奉神
We have no way of serving the Lord.
但是这个经节也有第二方面的看见
But this burning bush has a second meaning.
神借着火烧的经节给摩西看见神对以色列人所定规的旨意
God, through this burning bush, revealed to Moses the mystery of Israel.
以色列人在当时的时候是在埃及做奴隶。
In those days, Israelites were in Egypt as slaves.
他们好像境界一样。
As they were a burning bush.
thorn bushes. 他们好像是境界一样。
As though they were all thorn bushes.
是在可以是卑贱至极了。
They are of very low
他们在那里受埃及人的压迫
and they suffered the oppression of Egyptians
但是神给摩西看见
but God allowed Moses to see something
虽然以色列人在人的面前不过像境界一样
as far as on a human eyes Israelites were nothing but thorn bushes
但是神却在他们中间
but God was in the midst of them
他们所以没有迷惘因为神与他们同在
They were not destroyed because God was in their midst
火在那里烧
Fire was burning
他们受许许多多的磨练
They had many many trials
好像神应许许多的磨练临到以色列人
As though many many trials and tribulations came among his people
但是他们越受压迫他们人口越加增
The more they feel oppressed, the more they increase.
好像我没有办法把它们烧掉。
As though fire cannot consume them.
不但不能把它们烧掉。
And not only cannot consume them.
叫它们反而发光起来。
They even glow with a bright flame.
反而增长起来。
Even grow and grow.
神在那里对摩西说。
And God told Moses.
这个是我的百姓。
This is my people.
虽然他们不过是荆棘。
Even though they are nothing but thorn bushes.
但是我与他们同在。
But I am with them.
我虽然让他们经过许多的苦难。
Even though I allow them to go through many difficulties.
但是借着这些的苦难。
But through all this trial.
我要把他们带到荣耀的里面去。
I'll bring them to glory.
这个就是我向以色列人所定规的旨意。
And this is my purpose for the nation of Israel.
啊，摩西看见了这个。
And Moses saw this.
他对工作就有了意向。
And then when he see as far as what is concerned,
亲爱的弟兄,
he had a direction.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们可以把这个应用在教会的身上。
We can use this and apply it to the church.
因为以色列人是神地上的子民。
Because Israelites are the earthly God's chosen people.
我们是神属天的子民。
But we are the chosen, we are the heavenly people.
所以我们可以说这一棵的荆棘就是代表教会。
So in a way, we can say that this burning bush represents the church.
教会是什么人所组织的呢?
Now, what kind of people are in the church?
教会乃是向我们这些罪人蒙恩典。
Church is with those who were sinners obtain grace.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们都是在咒诅的底下。
We are all under curse.
但是主既然竟然把我们拯救起来。
Since the Lord has brought us to himself,
他为着我们受了咒诅。
Because of us, he became a curse.
他叫我们成为圣徒。
And he called us saints.
但是就从人的眼光来看。
From human point of view,
从世界的眼光来看。
The way the world look at us,
世界上看教会像荆棘一样。
The world look at church as though we are burning bush.
根本就看不起的。
They see nothing of us.
因为我们这些的人在世人的眼中也是一无所有的人。
Because we are in the sight of the world, we are of no account.
实在说来，在我们自己的眼中，我们也看为无有。
Because even on our own sight, we know we are nothing.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank God.
虽然我们就人看不过是荆棘。
From even though they look at us, we are nothing but thorn bushes.
但是感谢神，我们的主却住在我们中间。
But thank God, our Lord dwells in us.
主耶稣说，无论在哪里。
The Lord said, when two or three.
有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
Whenever there's two or three that gather in my name,
我就在他们的中间。
I'll present myself in the midst of them.
虽然我们不过是荆棘。
Even though we are thorn bushes.
但是神却以我们为他的居所。
But God take us to be his dwelling place.
神愿意住在我们中间。
He desires to dwell in the midst of us.
这个火就是代表圣灵的管制。
So this fire represents the work of the Holy Spirit. The discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天蒙恩。
We obtain grace.
我们今天成为教会。
We became the church.
主也在我们中间。
And the Lord is in our midst.
但是在我们身上有许许多多不能满他意的地方。
But in our lives, there are many things that are not pleasing to him.
有许许多多不能与他相合的地方。
There are many things that we cannot correspond to his nature.
所以圣灵像火一样要来管制我们。
And so the Holy Spirit is just like fire, disciplining us.
他在那里焚烧我们。
He's burning within us.
把所有出于肉体的替我们烧掉。
It's all is of the flesh, he burned them away.
把所有出于天然的替我们烧掉。
In order it is of the natural, he's consumed them.
把所有出于世界的替我们烧掉。
In order it's from the world, he consumed them.
把所有出于罪恶的替我们烧掉。
In order it's from sin, he consumed them.
所有出于自己的替我们烧掉。
In order it's from self, he consumed them.
但是奇妙的事情。
But one interesting thing.
好像在哪里烧，在哪里烧掉。
Even as it's so, it's burned and burning, consuming, consuming.
我们却还在那里。
And we're still there.
不但还在那里。
Not only
But
we are glowing.
它是光来的。
We are glowing.
因为我们变化。
Because we are transforming.
我们荣上加荣。
We transform from glory to glory.
如同从主的灵变成的一样。
We are changed by the Holy Spirit.
照着他的形象来变化。
According to his image, he changes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有一天神要得做一个荣耀的教会。
One day God will obtain a glorious church.
没有瑕疵，没有斑点。
No shame, no blemish.
乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Holy without blemish.
这一个就是神对教会的旨意。
This is God's purpose for the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们需要看见这个意象。
We need to see this vision.
如果你没有看见这个意象
，If you do not see this vision，
你怎么能工作呢
？How can you work？
你看到弟兄姊妹，你看见弟兄姊妹
，When you see brothers and sisters，
在教会的里面
，In the church，
都像一棵一棵一棵的荆棘一样
，And they all like thorn bushes。
我们越看弟兄姊妹越跌倒
The more we look at them, the more we discourage.
实在说来，我们越看自己也越跌倒
And never, on the other hand, we look at ourselves, we also get discouraged.
我们不过像荆棘一样
We are all nothing but thorn bushes.
把这些的荆棘放在一起还是荆棘
If you put all these thorn bushes together, still thorn bushes.
没有可夸的地方
There's nothing to boast.
你看我是荆棘，我看你是荆棘
You look at me, I'm a thorn bush. I look at you, you are also a thorn bush.
我轻看你，你轻看我
So I look you down, you look
我们在神的面前算不得什么
In the sight of God, we are nothing.
啊，弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们有的时候说，哎，算了吧
We say, let's give it up.
让他烧完了就完了嘛
Allow the Holy Spirit to go
把它放在那里麻烦
But, you know, it's just occupy an empty place.
如果放在那里还要吃人
If you put it there, it still will not.
你吃我，我吃你。
Yeah, we'll thorn each other.
巴不得神把我们通通烧掉。
And we better if the Lord consume us all and get rid of us.
那样这样也是简单。
And this is easy way out.
不要做工了。
No work.
算了吧。
Finish.
是不是这样呢
？Is this the way?
因为我们没有意象。
Because we have no vision.
如果我们有意象的话
，If we have vision，
我们要看见说
，We will see。
虽然我们这些人是那样的卑贱
，Even though we are all this of not nothing。
虽然我们这样的人是多么的艰难
，We are all difficult people。
虽然我们这些的人都是满了刺的
，Even though we are full of thorns。
但是奇妙的是，主就住在我们里面。
But marvelous thing that God dwells in the midst of us。
我们的主带荆棘的冠冕
，The Lord wear a crown of thorns。
他以荆棘的冠冕为他的荣耀。
He make his crown of thorns as a crown of glory。
你知道这个荆棘的冠冕？
Do you know the meaning of
this? 就是你与我
That crown is you and I.
我们就是那个荆棘
We are that crown.
我们刺他的头
We pierce his head.
但是他以刺为他的荣耀
But he maintained his glory.
他愿意住在我们的中间
He wants to dwell in the midst of us.
哦，他借着圣灵的火来焚烧我们
He used the fire of the Spirit to burn us.
他是何等的忍耐
He's very patient.
他一直在那里烧我们
He's there burning.
他要除去我们一切
He wants to get rid of all that is impure.
他要变化我们
He wants to transform us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
感谢赞美主
Thank God and praise
God. 我们是满有盼望
We have hope.
因为我们知道主在我们中间。
Because we know God is the midst of us.
如果主不在我们中间。
If God is not in the midst of us.
那么火就把我们烧掉了。
Then we will be all consumed to nothing.
如果主在我们中间。
But if God is in our midst.
我们越烧我们越发亮。
The more we are burning, the more we glow.
圣灵在教会的中间。
The Holy Spirit in the church.
做管制的工作。
Is doing the work of disciplining.
教我们能发光。
Allow us to glow and
感谢赞美神。
Thank God.
我们知道那一天要来到
That day will come
教会要成为荣耀的教会
The church will become a glorious church
没有半点没有瑕疵
No blemish and no wrinkle
那是圣洁没有瑕疵的
Glory without holy without blemish
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
如果你看见这个的话
If you see this vision
你才能侍奉神
Then you can serve the Lord
你知道神究竟在这里做什么
Do you know what God is doing?
你里面有盼望
You have hope
无论地上的光景如何
No matter what kind of condition
你里面很清楚
Inside we are sure
神要得着他所要得着的
God wants to get what he's after
所以我们需要有工作的意向
So we have to have a vision for our work
第三方面
The third point
这个荆棘被火烧
This burning bush,
也是叫摩西看见他自己。
The Lord allows him, Moses to see himself.
神所要用的器皿的奥秘。
God, the mystery of the vessel of God whom he wants to use.
不但神是一个奥秘。
Not only God is a mystery.
教会是一个奥秘。
The church is the mystery.
神的器皿也是一个奥秘。
The vessel of God is also a mystery.
神所用的器皿是什么东西呢
？What kind of vessel is God?
那是荆棘。
There are nothing but thorn bushes.
在四十年之前
40 years ago,
摩西以为他自己是棕树。
Moses thought he was a palm tree.
好像我们弟兄昨天晚上所说的
Like our brother Lance said last night
他以为自己是棕树
He thought he was a palm tree
高高顶天
Very very tall
因为这样才能得胜
He thought this way he can gain victory
但是他不认识自己
Well if we cannot
神就对付他
God deal with him
让他失败
Allow him to fail
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
属灵的领袖
Spiritual leadership,
常常在失败的里面学了功课。
We often learn valuable lessons in our failure.
因着他失败了
，because we failed,
他就认识了他自己。
Because we knew ourselves.
到了有一天，摩西承认说
，So one day Moses acknowledged,
我不过是一个荆棘。
I'm nothing but a thorn bush.
神说你是荆棘。
God said you are a thorn bush.
摩西也说我是荆棘。
Moses also said I am.
我没有用处。
I am useless.
荆棘是毫无用处。
Thorn bush is absolutely useless.
你不能把荆棘来做一个桌子。
You cannot use thorn bush to make a table.
甚至于荆棘你来烧火也没有用处。
And even though you use thorn bush to burn fire, it's even useless.
因为它一烧就没有了。
Because it burns up instantly.
你不能取暖。
You cannot keep warm.
荆棘实在是毫无用处。
They are absolutely useless.
不但没有用处。
Not only useless.
满了害处。
They are, it's damaging.
因为它一直要吃人。
Because they have thorns. It will thorn you.
这个就是神所要用的人。
This is the verse that God is looking for.
神不用棕树。
God will not use a palm tree.
神用荆棘。
God is using a thorn bush.
摩西啊，你就是这一棵的荆棘。
Moses, you are a thorn bush.
但是我与你同在。
But I'm with you.
因为我与你同在。
Because I'm with you.
所以虽然你经过许多的艰难。
And because, no matter what you go through.
这些不过是我的管制。
Those are nothing but my hands to discipline you.
我用这些来接近你。
I use these things to purify you.
我用这些来减少你。
I use all these trials to decrease you.
我用这些来叫你变化。
I use them to transform you.
我要叫你发光。
I want you to shine.
我与你同在。
I'm with you.
我的灵乃是在你的身上。
My spirit is in you.
借着我的灵，你能做大事。
Through my spirit, you can do great work.
你能拯救我的百姓脱离埃及。
You can deliver my people out of Egypt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个就是神对于他器皿的启示。
This is God's revelation to his vessel.
我们需要这样的启示。
We need this kind of revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们是神的器皿。
We are God's vessel.
但是如果我们以为自己是棕树的话
，If we think we are palm trees,
神不能用我们。
God cannot use us.
有一天
，One day,
我们承认我们不过是一棵的荆棘。
One day we acknowledge we are nothing but a thorn bush.
我们稀奇
We marvel.
为什么神允许许许多多的事情临到我们
？Why does God allow all these things to come into our lives？
为什么在我们一生之中有许多的遭遇
？Why in our lives we have so many difficulties？
为什么有那么多的十字架
？Why the cross was so heavy？
为什么有多这么多的受苦
？With all this suffering。
有一天我们要看见
One day we'll see
他所以允许这些事情临到我们身上
The Lord allow all these things to come into your life
乃是要变化我们
He wants to change you
他是与我们同在
He is with you
如果不是主与我们同在的话
If not the Lord with us
我们早就迷惘了
Long long we perish
如果不是主的怜悯
Not because his mercy
我们早就迷惘了
Long ago we perish
但是因为他怜悯的缘故
But because his mercy
我们还能经过一切
We still can go through
主实在与我们同在。
God is still with us.
我们承认说
，We acknowledge.
不是依靠才能
，Not rely on our natural strength.
不是依靠势力
，Not on our.
是靠着他的灵方能成事。
But it's according to His might.
有一天
，One day.
当我们有这样认识的时候
，When we have this kind of knowledge,
你要看见
，We will see.
神就能用你
，Then God can begin to use you.
神就能差遣你
，Then God can send you
去做他要你做的工作
，And He can send you to the work that He wants you to do.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们需要异象
，We need vision.
我们需要看见那火烧的荆棘
，We need to see the burning bush.
如果你不看见这个的话
，If you do not see this,
你不懂得神
，You do not know God.
你也不懂得神的本性
，You do not know God's people.
你也不懂得你自己
，And you don't know yourself.
如果这样的话
，If this is the condition,
我们怎么能侍奉
？How can we
我们怎么能领导别人
？How can we lead others？
所以求神怜悯我们
，May God have mercy，
叫我们能看见荆棘的火焰
，May we see the burning bush。
在新约的里面
，In the New Testament，
还有一个人
，There's another person，
那就是保罗
，That's Paul。
我们看见保罗
Paul
他没有看见大马士异象的时候
before he encountered vision on his way to Damascus
他也有侍奉
he had service
并且很热心的侍奉
he was very zealous
他哀家去抓信耶稣的人
and he was out there to arrest those who are of the way
他出名定他们的罪
and heaccused them and sentenced them
他认为说他这样是侍奉神
and he thought he was serving God
他的侍奉没有意象
his service is without, was without vision
他的侍奉是根据人的遗传
his service was according to man's tradition
他没有天上的意象
he had no heavenly vision
保罗那个时候乃是法利赛人扫罗
at that time Paul was Saul the Pharisee
扫罗他所接受的人间的遗传可以说是全世界上最好的遗传
The tradition Saul received at the time we can consider is the best
犹太教的遗传乃是全世界的宗教里面最高的遗传
The tradition among the Jewish religion they are the best in the world
难怪在当时的时候有许多的外邦人他入犹太教
and even at that time many of the Gentiles they will become proselytes
因为他看见犹太教里面的东西是那么的纯洁
and because they see something in Jewish religion something that's pure
保罗他受了法利赛的教训
and Paul received the Pharisees teaching
他接受了古人的遗传
he followed the tradition of the fathers
根据这个遗传
according to this tradition
他们认为说耶稣乃是个叛徒
and he thought that Jesus Christ was an impostor
应当逼迫
he need to be persecuted
应当毁掉
need to be get rid of
这样才是侍奉神
this is where we are to serve God
所以保罗虽然是一个年轻的人
even Paul wasA young man
但是他在年轻的人中间乃是佼佼者
He was one of the prominent young men in those days
他已经在那里做领袖
He was already a leader
他领头来逼迫基督徒
He was a leader in the persecution of God's people
他以为这样是侍奉神
He thought he was serving God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
今天有许多的人在那里侍奉神
There are many many people serving the Lord today
他们没有天上的意象
They have no heavenly vision
他们是根据古人的遗传
They do it according to man's tradition.
就是人最好的遗传。
Even man's best tradition.
当你用遗传来侍奉神的时候。
When you serve God according to tradition.
你哪里知道你在哪里得罪神呢？
How can you know that how
你在哪里反对神
how, you are there against God
是在你是在那里反对神
you are there against God
你并不是在哪里服侍神
you are not there serving God
但是可惜人不知道
but they do not know
有一天
one day
保罗在大马士的路上
on his way to Damascus
天上有光照亮他
heaven opened on him
他扑倒在地上
and he fell flat on the ground
他看见了那异者
he saw a vision
他看见了主耶稣
He saw the Lord Jesus
他听见天上有声音说
He heard a voice from heaven
扫罗扫罗
Saul Saul
你为什么逼迫我
Why you persecute me
你用脚踢刺是难的
To kick a goat is hard
他说主啊你是谁呢
He said Lord who are you
主说我就是你所逼迫拿撒勒人耶稣
The Lord said I am Jesus who you are persecuting
扫罗就是主啊
The Lord, Paul said Lord
你要我做什么
What you want me to do
从那一天起
From that moment on
从法利赛人扫罗
From Pharisees From Paul and Pharisees
他就变成使徒保罗
He becomes Apostle Paul
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
当他工作快要完的时候
When he's toward the end of his ministry
他在亚基伯王面前做见证
When he stand before King Agrippa
他说亚基伯王啊
He said King Agrippa
我故此没有违背那从天上来的
He said I was not disobedient to the vision
从那一天大马士路上开始
From that day on the way to Damascus
一直到保罗在罗马行道
Until the day that he was martyred in Rome
他一生一世
All throughout his life,
他所有的事情
all of his ministry,
他所有的工作
all his work,
他所有的奔跑
all his labor,
他都根据这天上的意象
Everything was according to the vision he saw.
他说我没有违背那种天上的意象
He said I was not disobedient to the vision.
我今天在那里讲道
When I preach
It's
according to the vision I saw.
When
I was on my way traveling, I was there on account of the vision I saw.
我今天建立教会,
today I build the church. I do it according to the vision I saw. Today I suffer.
It's
because of the vision I saw. Here I'm writing an epistle.
It's
because of the vision I saw. Everything he did was according to the vision he saw. Brothers and sisters, heavenly vision take hold of Paul's life.
难怪他临终的时候,
no wonder at the end of his life,
他能说,
he can say,
我当跑的路跑尽了,
I have run the race.
应受的刀收住了,
I have kept the faith.
当打的仗打完了,
I have fought the good fight.
从今以后,
from now on,
有公义的年为我出路,
there's a crown of righteousness waiting for me.
为什么?
Why? Because he did not disobey
the
heavenly vision.
在基督的台前,
one day before Christ,
保罗本人也好,
Paul himself,
他的侍奉也好,
Paul his ministry,
将来被火试验的时候,
when the fire refined,
都是金银宝石的,
there will be nothing but gold and silver and precious stone,
都能存到永远的里面,
and they are materials for eternity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们今天的侍奉有没有意见?
Brothers and sisters, do we have vision in our service?
我们没有时间说保罗看见天上的异象。
We do not have time to see what Paul saw of the heavens.
我不过在这里提一句。
We only mention
保罗所看见的那个异象,
the vision Paul saw
乃是一个属天的人,
is a heavenly man.
保罗看见这个属天的人,
Paul saw the heavenly man.
头乃是升天的基督, 头,
the head
是升天的基督,
the risen Christ,
身体,
the body,
乃是所有被主拯救的人,
the body is those who are redeemed.
保罗看见了这个意象,
Paul saw this vision.
他看见耶稣是主,
he saw the Lord Jesus is the Lord.
他看见教会是基督的身体,
he saw the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者, 是充满,
it's full of the fullness of God.
难怪保罗, 他认识主,
no wonder Paul knows the Lord.
他认识教会,
he knows the church.
他知道他在这里工作做什么,
he knows what he's doing.
他不是打空气,
he is not fighting the air.
他在那里照着神的旨意来侍奉,
he do it according to the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是我们在神面前,
this is what we need,
所需要,
before the Lord.
求主给我们意象,
may the Lord give us a vision.
感谢赞美主,
thank God.
我们的神乐意把他的儿子,
it's God's pleasure to reveal His Son in us.
如果我们祈求,
if we seek,
求神给我们智慧启示的灵,
give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation,
他就要赐给我们,
and He will give it to us.
让我们有一点的祷告,
let's have a time of prayer.